It's Wednesday, March 27, 2024, 10:08 a.m. So today's my last day. Today's my last day on my vacation. So I'm just going to go get some coffee, go get some groceries, and just get ready for tomorrow so I can work. But the good thing is I have a short week. I'm only going to work Thursday and Friday, and then we have the weekend again. But then after that, we start back on Monday. I'm already thinking of when I'm going to take another week off because I have a lot of vacation time since I haven't taken a vacation. I haven't taken a vacation in a while, so I technically could have taken like a month straight. I could probably take a whole month off if I wanted to, but I can't do that. I have to be working since I really don't have a life and I really don't do anything. Working basically just keeps me busy. Even though I would rather not. Obviously, my dream job would be just getting paid to play video games. But obviously that's not possible, so I have to have a job. But if I could just play video games and get paid to play video games, that would be the perfect job. But since that's not possible, I have to work, and then on my free time, that's what I do, play video games. Which I've been playing again Call of Duty Mobile since Warzone was pretty disappointing. So I've been playing Call of Duty Mobile again, and it's pretty fun. Usually I like playing first person. Hold on, someone's walking. Usually I like playing first person, but not a lot of people like playing first person, so I stopped playing for a while, but recently I downloaded it again, and I've been playing with, usually I play with a couple people. There's this one person I play with, and they get on the mic, and it's pretty fun to play with them, just because, we're on the mic, and it's more, hold on, there's people by their home, they're leaving, hold on. Usually it's more fun when you can play with someone that actually uses their mic, because you're able to strategize, and that's what we do, and it's pretty fun. So I've been playing Call of Duty Mobile, and there's this other person I play with, but they never get on the mic, but I still play with them because they're really good. And I'm always on the mic. If you're playing with me, I'm always on the mic because, I'm just telling you, oh, there's someone over there. Or, oh, watch out, they're behind us. So I'm always, telling people what's going on. And I can tell, they're listening because, they react to everything I say. But they never get on the mic. I've never talked to them. I think it's because they only speak Spanish and I'm always talking in English. So, but the only reason I keep playing with them is because they're really good. I'm always trying to keep up with them. So I just keep playing with them. And I've been playing FC Mobile. That one's pretty fun, but it gets frustrating because, I hate losing. And that game, FC Mobile, a lot of people play that game. So there's a lot of good people out there. So it's just frustrating when I lose, but it's still pretty fun. It's not a bad game. That's actually a good game that company made. Oh, I think I saw my neighbor. Fuck. I think I saw my neighbor, and I feel like they're gonna offer me a ride. Hold on. Okay, no, it wasn't my neighbor. It's the same car, but it's not him. Okay, hold on. I have to cross the street and I have to be careful. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, that's basically, I've just been gaming, playing Call of Duty and FC Mobile. Hold on, I'm walking by like someone's home and I feel like they can hear me talking. So yeah. Yeah, like I said, it'd be cool if I could get paid to play video games, but obviously that's not possible, so we have to have a day job, and then we can play video games on our time off, which is what I do. But it's pretty cool, technically, like this whole week. Technically, this whole week, I got paid to play video games, so no, but, well, I was gonna say I'm kind of ready to go back to work, but again, like, if I got paid to play video games, then I wouldn't care about having, like, a job. I would just... Because most people say, like, oh, like, most people talk about when they retire that they get bored or whatever, and then they have to go get a job. Even though they're retired, they get a job just because they're bored. But it's like, I would never get bored just because, like, I would play video games. And I feel like I'm never bored because I'm always gaming. Hold on, I'm trying to cross the street. Yeah, I feel like I would never be bored just because, like, and I'm actually never bored just because I'm always, as long as I have, like, online competitive gaming, like, I never get bored. If anything, I probably just get more mad of losing all the time. So I'm always, like, mad, but I'm never bored. But obviously, like, if I got paid to, like, play video games, like, I wouldn't care about, like, well, technically, that would be my job, so I would just be doing my job. What do they say? It's not work if you love what you do. Yeah, but that's basically all I've been doing, and it's been pretty fun, Call of Duty. Call of Duty Mobile is fun when you play with other people that are good, or when you play, like I said, with someone that has a mic and you're at least able to, like, try to strategize. But, like I said, I stopped playing just because, like, it's hard to find, like, a game because no one likes playing first person, so it's just hard to find a game. It takes a long time. So yeah. So I was watching the H3 podcast. The last episode they had again the batch H3 lore, and it was the last date with Jeff and the last girl. he had a date with the last girl, and the last girl is from Australia, so I guess she's gonna be there for like a week, and I guess basically Jeff picked that girl from Australia. So the batch H thriller is over since he picked that girl. I'm hoping it works out. I don't want to be a hater. I don't want to be like Dan, a hater, but I don't think it's going to work out, only because it's going to be like a long distance relationship. And I think she said she wanted to move. I don't know. If she moves, they can make it work. Or if someone moves, she doesn't have to move. Like if he goes to Australia, which obviously I don't think he's going to do, just because it's so far. But obviously I'm hoping it works out, but I don't think it's going to work out. Not to be like a hater, but which kind of sucks because like that breaks the well, hopefully it works out. Hopefully it works out for Jeff. I don't want to be a hater. I was just going to say because, like, only because Ethan has a perfect record. And I feel like Ian, he was the first contestant and the... He was the first contestant, so I feel like he's like a relationship guy, so obviously it's gonna work with him. And then Trisha, I feel like she's like a relationship person, so she's like, she's still in a relationship. And it's mostly because like, I feel like obviously someone's gonna have to move eventually to make it work. But if no one moves, then it's going to be hard. So I just feel it's going to be hard for Jeff to like make that relationship work if they're like a long distance relationship. But hopefully it works out for them. So yeah, that was the latest episode they had that, and like I said, she won, so that's pretty cool. I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, and I feel like, I don't know why, but like, I don't know, I feel like Joe Rogan, I'll still listen to Joe Rogan just to see what dumb shit he has to say, but like, I feel like Joe Rogan, I don't know, like, he used to be cool, but I feel like he's not cool anymore just because like, he's always talking about like, I don't know, like, he's always talking about like, I feel like now he's always like fear-mongering. I don't know if that's the correct term, sorry, but I feel like he's always talking about how scared he is, like, I'm scared because of this, I'm scared because of that, like, shut the hell up. He's like talking about, and again, it just reminds me how dumb Joe Rogan is, but like, one of his episodes, he was talking about like, how the crime, like, he's basically talking about like, how crime and all this stuff, and it's like, like, crime, obviously, like, it's been its lowest since pretty much ever, like, and everyone knows that, even though, like, obviously crime always happens, but, like, it's been low, and Joe Rogan in his head has to justify that, and he said, well, in some places, crime is unreported. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? So you see that, like, crime is low, and then you have to justify it because he has to be scared of something. So he's like, well, in some places, crime is unreported. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, And it's just like, again, like, I feel like he used to be cool, but now he's not. Like, he's always, like, talking about how he's scared. Like, oh, what if this happens? Like, shut the hell up. Stop being a fucking bitch. Sorry. But, yeah, I feel like he's just, I don't know. I feel like he's just fear-mongering. And it's like, fuck, man. Like, when did you turn into that? Like, I guess moving to Texas. It's like, and then he talks about, like, oh, I moved to Texas. Like, he makes it seem like it was the apocalypse in LA. Like, shut the hell up. Again, I'll still listen and I'll still watch just to see what dumb shit he has to say, but I feel like he used to be cool. But now all he talks about is how he's scared of something. Or he's worried. It's like, come on, like, you're fucking rich. You probably live in a castle. Like, no one's bugging you. Like, why are you crying? Like, why are you always crying about something? Like, you're always fucking complaining and crying. It's like, you're probably worse than I am now. And all I do is complain. Hold on. I'm walking by a shopping stand. Someone's selling clothes. Hold on. Yeah, I feel like he used to be cool, but now he's just crying and complaining. And it's like, fuck, man, like, I guess that's what happens when you live in a bubble. But like I said, I'll still listen just so I can see what dumb shit he's talking about, but I don't know. Like I said, I just feel like he's always scared now. It's like, fuck, man, like, why are you crying? Why are you scared? You live in a fucking, you're rich, you probably don't have anything to worry about, but he's, all of a sudden, he's worried about humanity. He's scared. It's like, shut the hell up. You're just a comedian. Okay, I'll be right back. I'm by the public transportation, so I'll be right back. I'll keep recording when I'm walking back home. All right, I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm walking back home. It's 1:21 p.m. So I went to go get a haircut really quick, and thankfully, the guy that was cutting my hair, he actually knew how to cut hair, so usually you can tell if they know how to cut hair, because, like, when I tell them how I want my hair cut, if they know how to cut hair, the first question they'll ask me is, do you want me to cut it with just the machine or just scissors? And if they ask you that, that's how you know they know how to cut haircut. And that's exactly what he asked me. And usually, so I told him how I wanted my haircut, and he's like, but do you want it cut with scissors or just the machine? I'm like, oh, with scissors. He's like, okay. So I was like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. And my hair is really, hold on, someone's walking by, hold on. So my hair is really hard to cut because it's like really thin. My hair's really thin and it's really straight, so it's really hard to cut, because if you cut it too short, it's just gonna stick up and it's not gonna be able to, like, I won't be able to comb my hair if you cut it too short. So you basically have to know how to cut my hair. Like, you have to know how to cut hair, because, like, most people don't. They just use the machine. They ask you what number do you want it, and that's not that's not knowing how to cut hair. That's just fucking asking people what number they want. And usually people will be like, well, just do a 3 on the side and whatever. That's not a haircut. But this guy actually knew what he was doing. He was good. If you know how to cut hair, I'm going to tip you really good. Which I tipped him really good because, like, he was actually doing a good job. And he left my hair pretty good. I'm not complaining. So, I got a new haircut. Anyway, so after that, well, before that, I went to go pay my electrical bill. And it was really expensive. It was a lot. I was surprised. I knew it was going to be expensive, but when I was paying the electrical bill and I saw how much it was, I was like, fuck, man, that's a lot. And it's expensive. It's only expensive in the winter because, like, that's when it gets cold and that's when I use the heater. And the heater uses a lot of electricity. So, fuck, there's a whole bunch of lizards. There's a whole bunch of lizards because it's really hot now and they're like just like hanging out in the sun. I want to take one so I can keep one as a pet, but they're really hard to get, but they're everywhere. They're just like hanging out in the sun. Anyway, so yeah, in the winter when it gets really cold, I basically just have the heater on all day and all night. And that's why it was super expensive. But thankfully it's not cold anymore. So I'm not really using the heater anymore. So the next electrical bill shouldn't be too expensive. It should be way, way less because it's not that expensive. Actually, it's pretty cheap. So, thankfully I paid it off though. So I don't have to worry about that. And yeah, after that, I went to go get a haircut. I got some food. Right now, I'm just going to buy some groceries, and I'm just going to go home and relax and just get ready for work tomorrow. But yeah, I finally got a haircut. Oh, I went to Walmart, and every time I go to Walmart or any stores, like, I guess I feel like people, well, I don't know. I feel like
people look at me like I'm a criminal because every time I go to a store like Walmart or like any like type of store where like there's a security,
like the security always starts following me. So I went to the Walmart and like the stupid security guard, like he made it all obvious that he was following me. And when people start following me, like I'll make it obvious that like I know they're following me. So, like, the security guard started following me in Walmart, and I just, like, stared at him. And then he looked away really quick, and then he went to another aisle. But then, like, he came back to my aisle, and he was looking at me, and I just stared at him. I literally just stared at him, and then he looked at me, and he looked away. And then he kept walking. But then he, like, just stayed in, like, in the corner by the aisle. So then I went to the aisle that he was in, and then I just stared at him. And then he kind of looked away. But obviously, they were just following me. I guess I look like a criminal and they think I'm gonna steal, which I'm not gonna steal. I don't steal anymore. but yeah, it always happens to me here, like all the time, which I'm used to it. It is annoying, but I'm used to it. I'm not worried because I know I'm not gonna steal anything, but I try to make them uncomfortable by like staring at them and by making it obvious that I know that I'm like, they make it obvious that they're following me, and I make it obvious that I know that they're following me. And I could tell, like, they get a little uncomfortable because they know, like, it's, like, obvious. Like, come on, man. Like, you're following me. I'm not gonna steal shit. I'm not gonna steal anything from your shitty store. Oh, shit. Someone's calling. Oh, fuck. My mom's calling. Hold on.
Okay, sorry about that. That was my mom calling. There's just some family things going on that I don't want to talk about right now. I'll eventually talk about it, but there's just like family things going on, and she called me so we could talk. But I just talked to her really quick. She said she's gonna call me later, so yeah. Okay, sorry, that just threw me off, because now I'm thinking of, like, what's going on, so, I think that's it for today. Okay, I'm gonna go. I'll try to record on the weekend, but I'm not sure if I will or the next time I'll record, but either way, hopefully you're okay. I'm gonna go. Bye.